I should have taken the hint. End of freshman year at uni. When I ran out, handed you that letter, it took 3 months to screw up the courage to write. I watched you read it, half a block away. Then you looked back at me, standing there, nervous, clutching my bag to my chest. Then you turned to your friends and handed my letter to them as you continued on your way. I felt my face burn, my eyes prickle with tears as they took turns laughing, reciting my words cruelly, maliciously at me until I ran back into the building to hide in the bathroom stall and sob until I had nothing left in me. You weren't one of the most popular guys in our major, but you did run in their clique. I was young enough to delude myself as to why I had a crush on you. Telling myself you had the cutest smile, the funniest laugh, that you were intelligent enough, charming enough. No. It was a glimpse of your cock one afternoon when your friends pantsed you in the quad that fired up my imagination. My lust. Huge. Even soft. An impressive heft as it swayed as you yelled and pulled your pants back on. Beautiful, and its shape burned into my brain. I didn't know it, but I built an idea of a person around a cock. And that idea sure made it easier to ignore the actuality I dealt with. You'd offer a half-hearted apology earlier in our sophomore year. Flustered and confused and just relieved to have you talk to me again, I quickly forgave you. No big deal, I said, just something silly. Pretending that I didn't spend that summer utterly gutted back at home, unable to talk to anyone about my utter humiliation. You started spending time with me as I offered to help you study, to tutor you with some of the more taxing of our shared courses. I always had a head for numbers, and I quickly found out that was not something we shared. I was finding out how much we didn't share. But I'm clever. I learn fast, pick things up fast. I dressed up when I knew we would have classes together. I figured out which outfits would make your eyes linger on my body longer. I tried different perfumes, different hairstyles, glasses, contacts. I laughed at your jokes. I forced myself to learn about football and baseball. Attended games hoping to bump into you. Attended keggers and frat parties. Or at least I tried. But it became obvious that our priorities were completely different. I had a scholarship I needed to keep. You didn't. Most days, I waited for messages from you, at first hoping that they wouldn't be about class, then settling for anything, anything at all for you. Even if you were goofing off during our tutoring sessions, even if you wanted to just skip out on assignments and found me incredibly eager to do them for you, I tried to warn you, but you didn't care to listen to me when I disagreed with you. So I stopped. Just so you would keep talking to me. I should have known something was wrong, though, after our midterm grades had been posted. Predictably, I had done well. And predictably, you hadn't. You ghosted me for a week, barely acknowledging me in class or in the hallway or at the Friday night game. I had sent you a few messages, just three, spaced out over the course of as many days. I offered my condolences, lied, said it had been a notoriously difficult exam and that maybe the professor might grade on a curve. I offered you support, told you we could just make sure you studied harder for the final. I offered you my apologies for being a shit tutor, for not being able to help you learn the material better. My stomach was in knots. Until your reply finally came through. Meet me in Traff Hall, West Wing, next to the bathrooms, 20 minutes. I practically flew across campus. I didn't think, wasn't thinking about anything other than how happy I was to hear from you. You were leaning against the wall next to the boys' bathroom. You regarded me much the same way you did that last day of freshman year. Smiled at you. Started to ask what was going on. You asked me if I still meant what I had written to you last year, if I was still interested. I couldn't find the words, I just nodded. You peeled yourself off the wall and, without a word, pushed open the bathroom door, walked inside, held it open for me. The linoleum walls echoed as I shuffled in, my palms sweaty, my heart racing. The harsh cleaning solution barely masked the smell of sharp urine that permeated the stalls. We walked down to the last one. You beckoned me inside, told me to sit down on the toilet. You stood in front of me, hands in your pockets. "Show me," you said. I hesitated. Beyond a few stolen kisses with two boys from back home in high school, I had never done anything like this with someone. I looked up at you, frozen. "Show me," you said, softer this time. "Just between the two of us, show me. I won't touch you. I won't tell you what to do, just show me." I looked back down. And I could see that beautiful cock swell in your jeans, becoming trapped against your thigh. I reached for it with one tentative hand. The way your breath caught as I squeezed made my stomach clench, my pussy wet. I had fantasized about this, about giving you head, even during that heartbroken summer. Watched porn, practiced on my soul dildo, the one I had ordered off Amazon, and prayed that the box would be plain and brown so as to not tip off my roommates. I licked my lips. I felt my mouth water. In lust, in preparation, I wasn't sure. I didn't care. I unbuckled your belt, unbuttoned your pants, pulled down your zipper. You brought one hand behind your back and the other braced against the wall. I grabbed your pants, yanked them down quickly. Your cock sprang up, almost comically, heavily. I stared at it a moment, then looked up at you, as if to question if it was real. The smirk on your face told me this was not the first time you had seen that look. "Show me," you said. I took you with both hands, not to jack you off, not yet, but just to marvel at your size, your girth. I squeezed and couldn't stop that breathless giggle. "Holy shit," I said. You nodded, then cleared your throat. "Show me," you said. Blowjobs are quite represented in our media, aren't they? I suffered no lack of inspiration to draw from. I looked up at you and spat on your cock, a thick glob of saliva that I quickly followed up with another. I used my hands to start to jack you off, rotating my wrists to slick your skin wet. I smiled at you, hoping to look wicked, confident, sexy. My heart hammered in my ears, and I had to squeeze my knees together to keep from shaking. My thighs pressing together dug my jeans, my panties tightly against my pussy. When I took you into my mouth, my jaw popped. I moaned on you to muffle my surprise at the salt and musk of your taste. "Shh," you said. "Have to keep it quiet. Can't let anyone know. I nodded and used that momentum to bob my head on your cock. I looked up at you as I took as much of you into my mouth as I could. The fact that both of my hands didn't meet my lips terrified and thrilled me. I salivated. I can't remember if I meant to do that. Keep your eyes down," you whispered. "I like it when you're not looking up at me." I didn't question it as I swirled my tongue against the underside of your shaft, just closed my eyes, basking in your taste, your weight, your attention. I squirmed on that cold toilet seat, rubbing my thighs together. It was hard to keep my moans low, but I tried. Oh, how I tried. "Are you horny, baby?" you asked me. "Does sucking my big, fat cock make you horny?" I began to pull away, nodding and gasping as I start to answer, but you grabbed the back of my head with one hand, freezing me in place. "Don't look at me," you said. "Just say it. Just say, sucking your big fat cock makes me horny. Go on." I wanted you to like me. I wanted you to like me so bad. I wanted your cock to crave me as much as I craved it. And sucking your big fat cock did make me horny. I pulled back enough to release you from my mouth before nuzzling your cock against my cheek as I placed firm kisses down your shaft. Sucking your big fat cock makes me so horny, I whispered. My hand stroked vigorously the flat of my thumb rubbing against the underside of your head. Your voice came out higher, strained. Louder, you moaned. Just a little louder. Sucking your big fat cock makes me horny, I said more firmly as I took your swollen, slick head in my hand and rolled my wrist. Your breath began to catch, coming in shallower gasps. I smiled a little to myself. I'm clever, remember? I learn things fast. I pick them up fast. Oh, thinking about your big fat cock makes me horny. Your hips shuddered, trembling. I think you were trying to remember how to thrust them forward, but your sensitive head was getting almost too much stimulation. And fucking your big fat cock, I said as I started to look up at you. It's gonna make me cum. I wanted you to see the desire in my eyes. I wanted to see your lust for me in yours. Instead, my eyes locked with the phone in your hand, the lens trained on my face as you came in thick spurts that covered my hand, got on my shoulder, my hair, my jeans. I was frozen in shock as you pulled away, laughing breathlessly, cruelly at me. Once again. Holy shit, you said. Holy shit, you fucking slut. Holy shit. You backpedaled on shaking legs out of the stall, looking down at your phone as you hit stop. My hand closing into a fist as you pulled your cock away. It was a reflex. My mind was blank. No words bubbled up, just the dark chasm of feelings without articulation. This makes up for the grade of my midterm, you said. Not so fucking smart now, are you? You stuff yourself back into your pants, your eyes, your mouth. Cruel. Gotta say, this has got to be the prettiest I've ever seen you, you said. Too bad I didn't get more on your face. Your cum was cooling quickly in my hand. Hot tears tracked down my cheeks, and the idea I had of the person attached to that cock was swept away. It took me a moment, but I finally found my voice. Hey, you fucking idiot, I said. That's what you just did? It's illegal. A class A felony. I didn't know if it was a class A felony. I wasn't even sure what a class A felony actually was. I just knew that if I didn't know, you wouldn't know. And a class A felony sure sounds scary, doesn't it? I could see the tiny wheels in the mind of the person before me. How did you think this would turn out? I asked. You'd have to do what I say, you said, or else you'd display evidence of a crime you've committed, I finished for you. Create more witnesses to testify against you? Good plan, jackass. I pulled down some toilet paper from the dispenser, started to wipe my hand clean as best I could. The words came to me faster then. Was that live? I asked. You shook your head. Unlock your phone, I said. Give it to me. Or else what? Your voice quivered. Sweat was on that thick brow for a whole other reason. I simply held out my hand. I don't know what convinced you. The big, scary words that would land you in a world of trouble. The realization you never thought this through. Or the fact that my hand, still moist with your cum, wasn't shaking. You dialed in your passcode and handed your phone over. I go immediately to the gallery, find the video. See a text message from one of your friends pop up. asking if you've done it yet, bro. A rage I had never felt before burned up the sides of my face like flames. You stood there watching as I deleted the video, emptied the digital waste bin, and as I stood up, I cycled through your menu to the factory reset on your phone. Okay, I said, pressing the right combination of buttons. We're done. For the first time in 2 years, I'd meant it. You hold your hand out for your phone. I turn around and drop it in the toilet. You have just enough sense to not say anything. I push past you to go to the sink, wash my hands, my mouth with cold water. Kept you in the corner of my eye as you rushed into the stall to pull out your phone. As you brushed me to leave, I saw the rest of the school year play itself out. You'd have enough sense to avoid me. Maybe even have enough sense to never, ever bring my name up in conversation with your boys. You'd fail this class, as you'd fail many others. And it wouldn't be my concern. You wouldn't be my concern. Not anymore.